Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, in the name of thy son, Yahushua HaMashiach, our Savior, our Redeemer, our soon coming King. We thank you, Abba, for another day of life. We thank you, Abba, for another Shabbat. We ask, Father, that you forgive us for all our sins that we have committed knowingly and unknowingly. We ask, Abba, that you hear our prayer. Father, thank you once again to your son, Yahushua HaMashiach, our Savior, our Redeemer, our soon coming King, our brother, our love, our connection to you, our everything, Father. We ask, Father, that you continue to strengthen us, continue to lead and guide us, Father, continue to open up our minds and our hearts to your word, Father. Allow us to hear the things which are necessary and do the things which are necessary at this time, Father. We thank you for providing our daily bread. We thank you for providing the clothes that we have, meeting our daily needs, Father. We ask, Father, that you continue to strengthen all who are suffering mentally, physically, spiritually, emotionally, Father. Strengthen them as you see fit, Father. Continue to keep your hand on our Ema. Continue to comfort our other Ema, Ema Cheryl, down in out of state. I can't remember where she at, but out of state with her family and the loss that she's going through. Continue to keep your hand over that Yahweh as a whole. Wherever we are hurting, Father, wherever we are suffering, Father, strengthen us according to your good will. Thank you for the words that you put within our brother mouth last night, our brother Yariel, as he brought forth your word, Father. Continue to lead and guide him and all your Marais, Father. Continue that you continue to put your word within our mouths, Father, to help edify your people, Father, and that we do what's only pleasing in your eyes. We just thank you and we continue to serve you and continue to just be better sons and daughters in your eyes, Father. In Yahushua's name, we thank you and give you praise. Blessed are you, Yahushua, our mighty one, King of the universe, who has chosen good prophets and was pleased with their words that were uttered with truth. Blessed are you, Yahushua, who chooses the Torah, Moshe his servant, Israel his nation, and the prophets of truth and righteousness. Amen. Shabbat shalom, family. It's your brother Dave Well. And magnify that Torah. Make it honorable. And this is my last session for this rotation. And, you know, Abba just put something on my heart. He gave me a revelation. You know, something that is so simple, but until he opens up your mind to it, until he opens up your mind to things, you miss it. You know, it's things that we read within the word over and over and over again, but you miss it until he opens up your mind, he unlocks your mind and shows you these different things. I'm a little, my throat a little dry today, but we're going to get through it. So heaven declare is what Abba told me to name this. When we look out in the heavens, and, you know, we're actually supposed to watch what goes on in the heavens, along with what goes on in the earth, you know, because they talk to us, just like the words say, you know, the heavens talk to us. And everything, this whole world, is supposed to teach us about Almighty One, about Yahushua. So even the heavens is showing us different things about Yahushua. All right? So we're going to start in the book of Psalms. Todah Rabah, family, for letting me know everything. I hope y'all can hear me. I hope that thumbs up was, I hope, you know, y'all hearing me well. So we're going to start in the book of Psalms, chapter 50, verse 6. And if you have any questions, please shoot them through at any given time, y'all, because we're not just priests, and we don't just answer questions on the Shabbat. You know, any given time, y'all, anytime y'all got a question, shoot it through. Put it on the text, put it on the line, you know, believe me, the word going to come out. You know, don't worry about interrupting the word, because it's part of our job, and we're going to read this. We're going to read this later on in the day. Part of our job is to handle these things. You know, it don't matter if it's just Shabbat. If it's Shabbat, you know, put it out there so we can handle these things anytime, y'all. You know, and you know, if it goes out and we don't, you know, we're going to see it, we're going to discuss it, and you're going to get an answer. All right? So we're going to start in the book of Psalms, chapter 50. Whoa, wait a minute. Okay. Book of Psalms, chapter 50, verse 6. Hope everybody had a great, great week. And if you didn't, it's Shabbat. Lay your burdens down and let Abba do what he do. You know, let him do what he do. Such an easy thing to say, but such a hard task to do sometimes. You know, our flesh gets in the way of that. Let Abba do what he do. So, Book of Psalms, chapter 50, verse 6. It says, and the heavens shall declare his righteousness, for Elohim is judge himself. Shalah. So, when we look into the heavens, one of the things that it tells us, or it is declaring to us, in this particular verse, the word declare is number 5046, and that word is Nagad. And it says it's a primitive root properly to front, that is, stand boldly out by implication, to manifest, figuratively to announce, always by word of mouth, so one present. Specifically to expose, predict, explain, or praise. So one of the things that the heavens do, is it's exposing something. It's announcing something. And in this case, it says what it's doing is announcing the righteousness of the Most High. Right? So it's showing us, the Browns Brigham Brown BBD says to be conspicuous is, you know, if something is conspicuous, it literally means to stand out, So when we look at the heavens, we are to see the righteousness of the Most High, the righteousness of Yahweh standing out to us. You know, this should be apparent from the heavens, because this is one of the things that it's declaring to us, that is, it's one of the purposes that he made the heavens for, right? So when we think of something righteous, look up at the heavens, because it's in right standings with everybody. Like you said, my rain falls on the righteous and the unrighteous. The sun shines on the righteous and the unrighteous. So it's no impartiality there, which means it's righteous. It's not showing any favor to one side or another. Right? Another verse. Psalms 97, verse 6. Book of Psalms, chapter 97. In verse 6, and it reads, the heavens declare his righteousness, and all the people see his glory. So again, when we look at the heavens, and that's the same word, that word declare, same word, we should be seeing righteousness, and it says, and glory. So this is what the heavens, this is some of the things that the heavens is declaring to us or showing us. It's standing, it should be conspicuous. There shouldn't be no doubt when we look up at the heavens that it's right. The righteousness of the Most High. Now, Psalms 19, verses 1 through 3. Psalms chapter 19. Verses 1 through 3. And this reads, to the chief musician, a psalm of David, the heavens declare the glory of El, and the firmament showeth forth his handiwork. So now, and this word for declare, whole another word, right? In Hebrew section number 5608, that word is safar. And it says, a primitive root, properly to score with a mark as a tally or record, that is by implication to inscribe and also to enumerate, intensely to recount, that is celebrate. So, the heavens is also a record. So not only is it standing out or being conspicuous as righteousness, but it's also recording the righteousness and the glory of El, of the one who made it. It's literally Yahweh's record to us, how we can keep track of the glory of him. He put that within the heavens, and it stands out to us, you know. But it also says, and the firmament shows forth his handiwork. So not only is it showing forth glory, right, but it's also showing in the word handiwork. It's a compound word. Now, the word handiwork, we're going to start at number 3027. That's the second part of it. And that word is yod or yod, and it literally means the hand. So it's literally talking about the hand. And this other part, 4639 in the Hebrew, that word is ma'aseh, ma'aseh, and that means an action is from another word, action, good or bad, generally a transaction, abstractly an activity, by implication a product, specifically a poem, or generally property. Now, handiwork, this is the work, the hand action of the Most High. We literally see his hands at work. That's why they say handiwork. We're going to literally see, and this is something that the heavens is declaring, a literal work of the Most High. Not only is it declaring righteousness, not only is it declaring glory, but it's declaring also the Most High's hand at work. Right? That word comes from another word, number 6213. That word is asa, and it means, it's a primitive root also, it means to do or make in the broadest sense, the widest application, or to fashion. So we see something, we literally see the heavens is telling us, and it should stand out to us as Yahweh's glory, Yahweh's righteousness, and Yahweh's hand at work. Right? I hope everybody is following. Right? So, it says, I'm going to continue. Verse 2, it says, day unto day, utter a speech, and night unto night, showeth knowledge. So, again, not only is it supposed to stand out to us, but it's literally talking to us and telling us something. Right? Verse 3, he said, there is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. So everybody sees the heavens. Not just Israel. Everybody sees the heavens. And this is supposed to declare the righteousness and a work of the Most High. All right? So, what we're going to talk about is, so sitting me in that, it's just amazing how Abba lines things up. We're going to talk about the lights in the heavens. That's what we're going to talk about. Because when you think of the heavens, you got the lights in the heavens. When we look up, we see the sun, the moon, the stars. You know, the clouds are up there also. You got the color blue and everything like that. But really, what today's focus on is the sun, the moon, and the stars. And the revelation that Abba gave me. So again, also, if you have any questions, send them through, right? So we're going to look at the book of John, chapter 8, verse 12, right? John, chapter 8, verse 12. And it reads, then spake Yahushua again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. So we're going to really focus on that first part. I am the light of the world. And he says this a couple times, right? So the revelation that Abba gave me, when Yahushua said this, he says, I am the light of the world. Well, what is the light of the world? The light of the world is the sun, the moon, and the stars. These are the things that give light onto the world. Specifically, we're going to read that in the account of Genesis. But he says that I am these things. So when we look at the sun, the moon, and the stars, is supposed to be teaching us, and it's supposed to be declaring to us, and it's supposed to be conspicuous to us. It's supposed to stand out something about Yahushua, because he is the light of the world, right? So, in the book of John, chapter 9, verse 5, and again, he says this again. Book of John, chapter 9, verse 5, it reads, as long as I am in the world, it reads, as long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. So again, he's doubling down, you know, and Yahweh loves to double down, and Yahushua loves to double down on stuff to really make us understand these things. I'm the light of the world. I am the sun. I am the moon. I am the stars. Now just think about some other things that was said. Yahweh, well, in the book of Psalms, if I remember correctly, it's in the book of Psalms, it says, you, O Yahweh, you're a sun and a shield. See? And we know that Yahushua and Yahweh are just two different forms of one another. Right? Yahushua HaMashiach is Yahweh, is Yahweh Elohim, right? Yahweh Elohim came down, inhabited the body, which is Yahushua HaMashiach, right? It talks about when Yahushua comes back, he's going to have another name. So you have the three. You have Yahweh Elohim, his first estate. Then he went to another estate, Yahushua HaMashiach, and then there's another one coming back in the future, which he says he'll have a different name. It'll be written on him. He'll have another name. So you'll have the, so you have the three, right? You also have the sun, the moon, and the stars. That's three. Abraham, Isaac, Jacob. That's three, right? So you, we all told our rabbis are sitting us under people who was led by the Spirit of Yahweh. See, because everybody don't get this. Everybody is, don't even understand the importance of this number three and how Abba does things. Three stages. Saul, David, Solomon. We can go on and on. Right? When Yahushua transfigured, when Yahushua showed off some of that brilliance of him, who was beside him? Moses, Eliah. It was three of them. And we can go through scripture and keep on going on and on and on. But this is something that Abba is showing us. It's something that he wants to ingrain within us about this three. Right? So again, he says, I am the light of the world. As long as I'm in it, I am the light of the world. Now, let's look at Genesis, chapter 1, verses 14 through 19. Genesis chapter 1, 14 through 19. And it reads, and Elohim said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and for years. And let them be for lights in the firmament of the heavens to give light upon the earth, and it was so. So, again, he's just doubling down and letting us know exactly who he is. So when we look up at the heavens and we see the sun, Yahushua, when we see the moon at night, Yahushua, when we see the stars at night, Yahushua, because all three of these things give off light to the earth. These are the lights of the earth. Verse 16, he says, and Elohim made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also. So you have three lights up there, but they all are different, right? The magnitude of the sun, the strength of the sun, like right now is daytime. It don't mean stars ain't out. There's literally stars out there right now. But because of the strength of the sun, you can't see the stars. It's daytime. It was a portion and made to rule the day. Just like the word say, the greater light to rule the day, right? But then he also made a lesser light, which is the moon. Now, when the moon is out, it's dark. But we see the moon, right? And it rules over the night. Because no matter how strong, how much darkness there is, it cannot stop the moon from shining. It cannot stop the moon from giving off its light, right? And he also made the stars. So, like Yahushua said, as long as I'm in the world, I'm the light of the world. So you see the moon goes through its phases, and it starts with that little crescent, which we're looking for, right? You start with that little crescent, and then it goes up, and it goes up, and it goes up, and eventually it becomes full, right? And then it starts to wax close. And it's so appropriate that the revelation came through our brother. He said, isn't that like a door opening? Because when you open up the door and there's a light outside, it's that little crack of light. And then it opens and it opens and it opens. And once it's all the way open, you get the fullness of the light coming in. But then you got to shut the door. Right? So you shut the door. And think about what he said. As long as I am in this world, I'm the light. So you got the sun, you got the moon giving off its light. But then it comes a point where it's not giving off light. But the stars are. So you can't see the light of the moon, but you can see the light of the stars. And that's Yahushua too. Still giving off light. Right? But it gets to a point where he says, don't want to skip. Ain't gonna skip. He says, and I hope everybody's following. He says, Elohim made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day, the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also. Verse 17, and he set them in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth, right? He set them up there to give light upon the earth, but he also set them up there to show forth his handiwork, to show forth that he's righteous, and to show forth his glory. Remember all that. So it shows how far in advance he was thinking, right? Verse 18, he says, set them off to give light upon the earth and to rule over the day and over tonight and over the night and to divide the light from the darkness. And Elohim saw that it was good. So that's the purpose of the light. One light is to rule over the day. One light is to rule over the darkness. And there's also to divide the day, to make a distinction between day and night. Right? So, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 39-41. Now listen to this. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, starting at verse 39. It says, all flesh is not the same flesh. But there is one kind of flesh of men, another flesh of beasts, another of fish, and another of birds. There are also celestial bodies and bodies terrestrial. But the glory of the celestial is one, and the glory of the terrestrial is another. Terrestrial means earthly, earthly, related to the earth. And celestial means related to the heavens. So the same way you got different types of flesh, he says, you got the flesh of man is different from the flesh of beasts. The flesh of beasts is different from the flesh of fish. The flesh of fish is different from the flesh of birds, but they're all flesh. They're all one flesh. That's the point he's making, right? All maker of what? The one mighty one made these different types of flesh. They all come from Yahweh, right? Then he talks about the celestial bodies. The celestial bodies have one type of glory. The way we look at the heavens is a different, the glory of the heavens is different from the glory of the earth, but it's still a glory. Now listen to what he says in verse 41. He says, there is one glory of the sun and another glory of the moon and another glory of the stars. So he's talking about the light of the earth. But then, isn't the light of earth of Yahushua, the light of the earth is Yahushua. So he says, Yahushua has this one type of glory, which is associated with the sun. But then he has another type of glory, which is associated with the moon. But then he has another type of glory, which associates with the stars, right? Hope everybody's following. He says, there's one glory of the sun and another glory of the moon and another glory of the stars, for one star different from another star in glory. Now, why does he particularly talk about the stars, right? He's talking about all the stuff that was in the heavens, but then he starts to focus on these stars. All right, so let me show you what Abba showed me. The sun is when Yahushua and Abba inhabited together. They were together as one, right? When they was together, that's why it rules the day, because in the daytime, there is no darkness. When they was together, all this chaos and crap like that, wasn't night. That's why in the daytime, the greater light rules over the day. There is no darkness. Darkness escapes. It runs from the light of the sun. It doesn't exist. It doesn't exist when they was together. See, but then there had to be a separation. He set forth his word. When it went from that glory, it went to another glory, the glory of the moon, which is a lesser light. And it was specifically made conquer the night, to rule the darkness. So when Yahushua came, that was his mission, to destroy and rule the darkness, to stop the darkness. See, but then even he himself, he had to go from this one indomitable light where there is no darkness. See, but the moon rules the darkness, but darkness is there. Right? And it goes up and it goes out. The light of the moon comes up. And here's another thing. While we're on the moon, understand this. The moon has its own light. Okay? The phases of the moon that it goes through is of its own, all right? Even the word says the moon will lose her light. The moon will not give off her light, understanding that this light that the moon possesses is of its own. Now, how can you prove that? Real simple. If you ever seen sunrise, if the moon is a reflection of the sun, right? If you ever seen the sunrise over some water, right? Can you look at that water when the sun is rising off of it? When the sun is reflecting off of water? You cannot, because the water is reflecting the power of the sun. So you cannot look into it. The same way you can't look into the sun, because if the moon was just as strong, or a reflection of the sun, it would be just as strong as the sun. but it's not. Again, the sun has its glory. The moon has its own glory. It's different. It's a totally different entity all of itself, right? So you had the sun, and then he transitions to the moon, right? And then he transitions again to a star, specifically, and that's why it says, from one star, for one star differs from another star in glory. Now, each one of these stars is different, right? But isn't there one star that stands out that's brighter than the rest of them when we look up? Isn't there one called the North Star, which is just a little bit brighter than everybody else? See, but he's still, see, he's amongst them stars. And think about it. Didn't he come from one estate to come amongst the stars, come amongst us, to dwell amongst us? Because when you think about what a star is, the stars literally, just like the moon, dwells within darkness. That's where their habitation is. So he went from the moon, which rules over the darkness, to the stars, which dwell within the darkness. Then he come down and he dwelled with us in darkness. And it's all another glory. It's just the sun, the moon, and the stars is telling us about Yahushua, right? And it's telling us about his glory, three different states of glory. And then on top of that, it's telling us his work, his handiwork. The work that he's going to do, because no matter what, the darkness cannot prevail over the lights. Right? So then it goes on a little bit, right? It says, from one star different from another star in glory. So, next verse. 2 Corinthians, chapter 3:18. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18. Right? So he says, but we all with open face, beholding as in the glass the glory of the Master, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Master. So look at what he did. He dwelt amongst those stars. Now it gets to a point, because he said, as long as I'm in this world, I'm the light of the world. But then he gets to another point where he says, you are now the lights of the world. Book of Matthew, chapter 5, verse 14. Read that for you in your hearing, as my brother say. It says, Matthew chapter 5, 14, it says, you are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. So he comes down. He goes from the sun and follow it, y'all, because what we see is the handiwork of him coming down to bring us up. Right? He says, you are the light of the world. So now, what did he say about Israel? Remember the dream they had. A star shall come out of Jacob. Right? So the star comes out of Jacob. But then, that one star, what happened with the other stars? The other stars bowed down to that one star. So they became a union. Right? They got the stars together. So now we are unified because he's up in, he's there doing his work, pulling the stars together, right? And it shows the ascension, because the same way that we give off light, the moon gives off light. And then he takes us from being the stars, he says, because we're going to be just like him. So the same way that he descended, now he must back ascend. Because he said, restore unto me the glory which I once had. Abba, give it back to me. Make us one. Make me and these stars one. The same way me and you are one. Right? So he says, I got my people. And then in the book of Revelations, it comes a point where it says, there is no need for the sun or the moon for light. Because the Lamb is the one that's going to be the light. And when that happens, we all are one. See, because it's all given off light. The same way he says, we are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Most. So we're going to go from, because it's all light. It's all light. It's not going to be a need for the sun or the moon. Why? Because the pureness of light is going to be there. It's going to be giving off. It's going to be radiating off of us. The same way when he transfigured, it wasn't nothing. It's like a light shone. The same way when Moshe was brazen so much that he had to veil himself. He had to put on a hoodie to keep the light from beaming off of him. But this is what the heavens is declaring to us. It's showing us his handiwork. It's showing us what he was going to do and how he was going to do it. And we then looked out in the heavens all this long. I'm talking about me. And he said, well, everybody look at the heavens. But it's not until Abba unlocks your mind and takes you on that walk where you really get it. You hear what he's saying. Every day, the heavens is uttering to us. It's talking to us. It's telling us stuff. And that's what we're supposed to be working on. So like my brother talked about last night, us being and conforming to the image of Yahushua, the image of the Son. Right? Because again, it says, back 2 Corinthians 3:18, we all, he said, but we all, with an open face, beholding, looking in the glass, right? But he also said, right now, we know in part, we prophesy in part, because we know in part. But it's going to come a time when we actually hit that image and we will be light. Like that song goes, I will be light. That, we're going to be light. We're going to be light. Just like the sun. Just like Abba. We will be in their image. And we will be a card. Card family. You know. And that's it. That's what Abba gave me to share with y'all. You know, I hope everybody got it. I hope everybody understands. And if you have any questions, go ahead and send it through. You know, and you know we can answer them. But we have a work to do. You know, we have to continue working, you know, continue stay in that word and continue to grow up, you know, continue to just move forward and you know, just do what we're supposed to do, you know. Just continue to just go. You know, I pray that everybody get what they need. I pray everybody get what they need. And if you don't understand, please ask questions. All right? Please ask questions. So we're going to end in right now. Blessed be you, Yahushua, King of the universe, Rock of all eternities, righteous in all generations, the trustworthy mighty one, who says and does, who speaks and fulfills, all of whose words are true and righteous. Trustworthy are you, Yahushua, our mighty one, and trustworthy are your words. Not one of your words is turned back to its origin unfulfilled, for you are a mighty one, trustworthy and compassionate king. Blessed are you, Yahushua, the mighty one who is trustworthy in all his words. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, in the name of thy son, Yahushua HaMashiach, our Savior, our Redeemer, our soon-coming King. Abba, we thank you once again for the breath of life. We thank you for allowing us to come before you and you setting forth this time for us, Father, this Shabbat and every Shabbat, Father. We ask, Abba, that you continue to open up our minds and our hearts to your word. Father, we ask that you continue to reveal your secrets to us. We ask that you continue to come for us to grow closer to you. Ask that you continue to heal us mentally, physically, spiritually, emotionally. Father, we ask that you continue to grow us, turn us into the men and women, the sons and daughters that you so desire for. We ask that you continue to bring forth healing to our Ema, all our Emas, all our Abbas, everyone that is hurting, Father. Father, we ask, our brother Ariel put it out there that we need to be healed. It's only through your word that we can be healed, Father. Show us, lead us, guide us to that healing, Father. Continue to turn these hearts of stone into flesh. Continue to break up that ground within us, Father, so we will be and we can produce that fruit that you desire. Continue to keep working on us, Father. Continue to allow us cry out to you. Continue to answer our prayers, Abba. Continue to be the good Father that you are. We thank you for everything that you do for us on a day-to-day basis. And we just give you praise, Abba. Hallelujah. 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 Yahushua's name, we praise and we give you thanks. Amen. Shabbat shalom, family. Shabbat day well.